انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection on 90s FM Radio with Gannatullah. So last time we were talking about social standards, but today we're gonna take a little diversion and talk about mentality or mental health. Now I always thought that social media was this loving place until I found out it's not. It always says be yourself. But once you want to talk about something serious like mental health, it shuts it down. Now, what I mean by shuts it down, I mean people think it's not a good topic to talk about. I know this is a very hard subject, but there should be a platform where we are allowed to express our feelings or talk about how heavy life is. Now, some people avoid talking about mental health problems because it's considered taboo on social media, but it shouldn't be considered taboo. What it should be is social media should be a place to talk about what is going on in your life, what mental health problems are most common and least common, and how do we spread awareness? How do we talk about it? Let's start a conversation. Because if we're not gonna start a conversation, everyone is struggling alone. Now, because they are avoiding these topics, social media has become insensitive and it has created so much harm that people do not understand. Now it's easy to make bad comments to someone and you know they won't talk about the problems that they have been dealing with because of that comment. So I don't know why exactly this is taboo. Maybe because it's a very dark subject or it's just too much. But I feel like too much in their eyes is too little for us because so many people are struggling. You might be struggling. I might be struggling. Anyone you know or don't know might be going through something. So why can't we start a conversation about it? It's not like social media should be influencing us. We should be influencing social media because social media isn't alive, basically. We are the ones that are alive. We are the ones that keep social media going. So let's talk about it. But first, we're gonna go on a little break. So this is The Snake by Luna Lubeni.
Bright yellow eyes staring into my soul, singing sweet lullabies while they measure my skull. Turn off the lights, feel her rattle her bones, a big appetite forcing me to let I'm
we're back. So, The Snake. I know it's a very weird song and it's bilingual, but this concept is very interesting. Now, she describes the snake as the bad things in life, like evil. So, from this song, we can say that social media is the snake, because it will influence you in a way that you won't even know. It can tell you to do this without you actually knowing what you're doing. It might be something good, it might be something bad, but in the end, you're still gonna do it. Now, some people might not realize that social media is a mental health trigger for them. When you see certain images on social media, you are internally triggered and you don't even realize it. From its pictures, from the news, from anything that you see, you can be triggered. And then once these problems, the mental health problems, come in and you really want to speak about it, you find yourself alone. Why? Because social media will trigger you but won't want to talk about it. Whether you have depression, an eating disorder, anxiety, or anything else, social media will always try and act as if it doesn't exist. As if, what is depression? We don't know what mental health is. But internally, you want to scream and you want to talk about it because you're telling yourself, what if I'm the only one struggling because of this, because of what I see on social media? It doesn't have to be a trigger from social media. It might be from your life, it might be from your family situation, school, university, anything in life that can trigger you. But in the end, you won't know how to talk about it on social media because you can't see anyone else talking about it. So why are you the one starting the conversation? You're too scared to be the first person to talk about it because what if they don't want to talk about it? What if you're the only one that wants to talk, or you're the only one in your mind that has this problem, but you don't realize we all have a problem one way or another. Maybe it's mentally, maybe it's physically. But in the end, social media does not want to talk about it. Because if it's something too deep, they'll tell you, why are you being so dark? Social media is a place where you can act and have fun. And if you're too light, they will say, why are you not talking enough about it? It's not something that you can say and they'll tell you, thank you. So you could basically say that talking about these problems is a sore subject on social media. No one knows why, but it was just made like that. It was just natural. Which is why I feel like it shouldn't be concealed, because it makes us feel like it's something bad internally and that we have problems. It's something that when they say that it's bad, you'll feel like, what is wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. You've just gone through many things in life, just like everyone else. We all go through something and we don't even realize it until after it's done. But you shouldn't feel bad because someone tells you don't talk about this. Yes, they tell us don't talk about it, but why are we being told what to do? Why are we being told don't talk about your problems, no one wants to hear it? We are entitled to feel the way we feel. We are entitled to talk about the way we feel. And there's nothing that we should be ashamed of. So why are people going out of their way to tell us how to act, how to talk, and how to live our lives? Because from experience, not talking about it makes it worse. Like, you can even talk off social media, but it's so hard to find someone that is willing to talk with you because they feel like they should be ashamed of how they feel, how they're acting. It's something out of your control when you have these problems because you are affected so deeply, you're second-guessing yourself all the time. And social media is just there continuing to make you doubt yourself. Why should you look like this when you should look like this. Why are you thinking this way? No, you should be thinking that way. You're always second-guessing yourself, and when you get triggered by that and you get a problem, like a mental health problem, they make you feel even worse about it. Because we're just telling you how to act, but you reacted in a bad way. You're overreacting. Why do you have this problem? We were just telling you a suggestion. It's not a suggestion. Social media is not a suggestion. They always try and manipulate the way you talk, the way you feel. It's just a heavy subject and they just ignore it in the end. They tell you, oh, you have this problem because of us. Okay, thanks. Don't talk. They just censor you until you feel like you want to burst. And even if you want to burst, they won't give you a platform to talk about. It's something that is basically illegal there. They might say it's illegal, a sore subject, but it's something that should be talked about across all platforms, because even the person that you think is the happiest on social media has gone through a lot. Anyone that sees anything, anyone who's born has gone through something, and even if they don't want to say it, they have. It's something so serious, and it's just being brushed away by the people who control social media because it's not helping them gain money. It's not helping the rich get richer. It's just there. And they don't know how to control it. But in the end, there is a conversation that is going to be started. But we're going to talk about that after this break. This is OK by Mabel.
Wake up with a knot in my chest. Tried everything just to get out of bed. It ain't working. It ain't working. Sometimes I can get like this. Cover it up with a smile on my face. But I'm hurting. I'm still hurting. There are days when the world gets heavy. Sleepless nights, I've had way too many. When it's late and no one's around, around. Alone in my room and the tears stop pouring. Wishing the nights were still the morning. But tonight I'ma let them fall down, fall down. Cause it's okay not to be okay. It's okay if you feel the pain. Don't gotta wipe your tears away. Tomorrow's another day. It's okay not to be okay. It's fine and allowed to break. As long as you know, as long as you know. Everything is gonna be okay, 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 okay. As long as you know, as long as you know. Everything's gonna be okay, okay. Look at you, look at me. We all going through it if you look beyond the surface. Beyond the surface. So what do I do? Just wear it on my sleeve. Maybe then you believe that I'm hurting. That I'm hurting. There are days when the world gets heavy. Sleepless nights, I've had way too many. And it feels like there's no way out, way out. Alone in my room and the tears stop pouring. Wishing the nights were still the morning. But tonight I'ma let them fall down, fall down. Cause it's okay not to be okay. It's okay if you feel the pain. Don't gotta wipe your tears away. Tomorrow's another day. It's okay not to be okay. It's fine, you're allowed to break. As long as you know, as long as you know. Everything's gonna be okay, gonna okay. Enough, 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 enough. It's not easy. But you know, that it gets easier. Enough, 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 enough. It's not easy. But you know, that it gets easier. Cause it's okay not to be okay. It's okay if you feel the pain. Don't gotta wipe your tears away. Tomorrow's another day. It's okay not to be okay. It's fine, you're allowed to break. As long as you know, as long as you know. Everything's gonna be okay, okay. Gonna be, gonna be, gonna be. Gonna be, gonna be, gonna be. As long as you know, as long as you know. Everything's gonna be okay. It's fine, you're allowed to break. As long as you know, as long as you know. Everything's gonna be okay.
Now, there is no doubt social media is evolving and starting to open up. However, we all know it's not opening up enough. It's so visible that there is so much more improvement until people can call it a safe space. Now, it's so hard to actually make social media a safe space because no one has the same views as you, but there is still a need to talk about things, to start opening up, because once you start talking about the problem, you'll finally start to see that it gets better, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, basically. Because it's so hard to have a problem and not talk about it that it feels like you're continuing to drown and drown and drown, like there's no way up to the surface. So we have to let it go and we have to talk about it. Now, social media should be a platform where we stand up and we say, yes, I have this. Who is with me? These are the signs that you have this, this, and this. This is how you can start to improve. If you need help, call these numbers. If you need someone special to talk to, here are a few specialists that are willing to help. So fixing the problem should start from within, that we want to talk about it, because social media should not tell us what we can't talk about. Because if we start from within and we say, yes, I want to talk about this, and not doubt ourselves and say, no, but I shouldn't because no one else is talking about it, that's not going to fix the problem. We're supposed to say, yes, I want to talk about it, and yes, I'm going to talk about it. Because we have the strength to come together and finally talk about something. Because as the song said, it's okay to not be okay. Tomorrow's another day. So it's okay that you're feeling this way. It's always going to be okay to feel this way, as long as you know that there's going to be a better day. Because you can't keep telling yourself, it's always going to be like this. I'm never going to keep going in life. This is the end. This is how I'm always going to feel. This is what you're being influenced to think from social media and from whatever you're struggling from. Because it's so hard to actually say, yes, I want help. And I understand that. More than anything, I can understand the feeling that you want to say, it's never going to get better. It's never going to finally be easier. But that's also a sign to say, can I please talk to someone about it? Because it's so hard to sit here alone and say, okay, I'm going through this. Now I can't talk it to anybody because I'm alone. So you have to say, I'm willing to get better. I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to find out who feels the same way so we can get better together. So it shouldn't be taboo to talk about it and to raise awareness and help each other about real life problems that almost everyone is going through. It should be a normal thing to say, I have this. You may have the same thing or a different thing. Let's talk about it and see how can I help you while you help me. We are here to be stronger together without social media breaking us up apart. Because how are we gonna be a community when everyone is alone? How are we gonna talk about our struggles and actually make it through life when it's so bad and so taboo to talk about? And we say, I don't want to mess things up on social media if I talk about this. What if it's too dark? It's never too dark to talk about something that you are going through. It's something that you should be saying, here is my experience. If it resonates with you, let's talk about it. If you don't know what this means, hey, here is some information about this, this, and this. Here are some signs that can help you help someone else. Here are some tips to better yourself if you want. Here are some things that you should know about this specific problem. You should never go through this alone, because everyone needs a good support system. You can't be there sitting alone saying, okay, I want to get better, but who's going to help me get better? Yes, you have to start within yourself, but how are you going to actually get the help you need if you're alone? Maybe you need to talk to someone. Maybe you need to see someone. Maybe you just want to feel like there is someone that wants to listen or actually pay attention. But if it's always not going to be talked about, then what's the point of trying to start a conversation? That's what everyone thinks. But it's going to happen, and sooner or later, a conversation is going to happen. Maybe this is going to start a conversation, because we shouldn't stay apart. We should always stay together talking about these things, because you don't know what someone is going through until they tell you. And you should create a safe space for them to actually want to tell you, because it's so hard to actually admit that you're going through something and actually acknowledging that you're going through something, and then you have nothing to talk, no one to talk to about it. It's just the hardest thing to ever go through. So whether it's taboo or not, whether social media is evolving or not, it still needs to be a topic that is starting up, because this is one of the hardest topics that someone may have to go through. And not going or not talking about it actually on social media creates so much harm, because you're affecting so many people. And well, it's so hard to go and say, well, this happened because I couldn't deal with it. You can always deal with it. Once a conversation starts, everyone can actually come together and talk about it. So this is a song for the final part of the topic today. It's called Praying by Kesha.
You almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own. Oh,
And we're back because I wanted to say something really small about this song. It's saying, I hope your soul is changing. And I really hope that in the end, social media does change. A conversation will start. But that topic is for another day. So this was Digital Perfection on 90s FM Radio with Gannatullah. See you next week.